Welcome to Tori Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 41. The last perek began the prakim of Nechama, of consolation, with promises of Geula. It ended with a promise that those who fear Hashem will have renewed energy, both in times of Galus and Geula, and those who do not believe in Hashem will become weak. This perek begins from that premise. The last section of the last perek and the first section of this perek are the nevuah for Parshas Lech Lecha. This perek mentions how Avraham Avinu chose to believe in Hashem while everyone else rejected Hashem despite Avraham Avinu's teachings. His children are then protected and cared for by Hashem. The perek begins with Hashem telling the nations to debate him. He tells them to take time to be quiet and think, to gather their arguments against Hashem. If they are talking, they can't possibly be listening to what Hashem is saying. Rav Hirsch says that Hashem wants to talk to those who disagree. His Nevi'im do not just talk to those who are already believers. Pasuk 1, Yachtov l'mishpat nikrava. He says to those others, let us come near together for judgment. There will be a debate as to who is correct, Hashem or those who serve Avodah Zarah. Hashem points to Avraham Avinu as an example of what is possible with humanity. The nations were meant to listen to Avraham Avinu and keep the seven mitzvot of Noach, but they chose not to. Pasuk 2. Mi he'ir mi mizrach. Who raised up one from the east? The one being alluded to in the pasuk is Avraham Avinu, who came from Aram Naharayim in the east. Tzedek yukre'ehu l'raglo. Who would call out justice at his faith? When Avram realized that there was a God, he went around the world to teach that there was a God whose direction should be followed. He made many enemies, and the nations of the world united to fight against him. Yet, says the Radak, he had faith as he knew this was the correct thing to do. This battle became more directed toward Avraham. We learn in Sefer Bereishis how four kings traveled from the area of Babel to fight against five smaller kings in the area of Sodom. They captured Avram Avinu's nephew Lot, and Og went to inform Avraham, hoping to draw him into the conflict. Avraham went to rescue Lot from this large, powerful army with only 318 men with him. It seemed impossible that Avraham would win against a united army that had defeated the strongest armies in the region. Yet, Yitain ke'afar harbo, whose sword he turned into dust. The kings who fought Avraham found their weapons to be as ineffective as dust. The Midrash tells us that when Avraham needed to fight the war, he threw dust at his enemies, which turned into arrows. During this war, Pasuk 3, Yirdefem yavor shalom, he pursued them and passed by safely. Avraham Avinu fought against all odds and was miraculously not harmed. Pasuk 4, Mi fa'al v'aseh, who did this? The Navi repeats. It is Hashem who, Pasuk 4, Kore hadoros me rosh, who called the generations into being initially. Hashem looked into history and into the future and saw that there would be a people that comes from this man Avraham. They would serve Hashem, so he set up the world and protected Avraham from all the attacks, from Nimrod, from Paro, and from all the others. The nations at the time, Pasuk 5, Ra'u Iyem v'yira'u, the islands saw and they feared. Kitzos ha'aretz yecharadu. The ends of the earth trembled. The nations near and far heard how Avraham had been miraculously saved and they got scared. They created an alliance and decided to pay a tax to Avraham Avinu. Very soon, however, this alliance forgot what message Avraham was promoting. Pasuk 6. Ish esreihu ya'azoru ulechiv yomar chazak. Each man would help his fellow, and to his brother he would say, be strong. The people encouraged each other and became a united force. However, their unity was not driven by love or ideals, says Rav Hirsch, but by a common goal as they encouraged each other to build idols. The craftsman would encourage the smith who would make nails to make Avodah Zarah. Their unity led them further into the service of idols. They didn't actually care about each other. They just wanted to use the other's resources for their own benefit. They did not want Avraham to win and figured if they joined forces against the Jew, they would somehow benefit. This is Hashem's argument against the nations. They had a chance to join Avraham, to unite with him, but instead they joined against him to reinforce their service of idols and have been fighting his children with hatred ever since. Nations who fight and are opposed to each other join together to fight the Jews, just as happened in the times of Avram Avinu. Yeshayahu next turns to address the Jewish people who are suffering in Galus and reassures them that they have no reason to fear as they are not like the other nations. Pasuk 8, Va'atza Yisrael Abdi, and you Yisrael, my servant. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, serves Hashem to the best of their ability. When they cannot, because they are in Galus, they are still Yaakov Asher Bechartichah, Yaakov, whom I chose you. Hashem chose this nation without any conditions, as they are Zera Avraham Ohavi, the children of Avraham who loved me. No matter where the Jewish people are, Pasuk 9, Asher Hechazakticha Miktos Aretz, I've taken hold of you from the ends of the earth. Hashem looks after the Jewish people in Galus, although they have been spread out to every location. There is no question that no matter where we are in Galus, Hashem will bring us back. Why? Avdiata, you are my servant, Becharticha v'lo ma'asticha. I have chosen you and I have not rejected you. This nevuah is directed to each generation throughout Galus to give us strength as Hashem still cares about us. Hashem comforts the Jewish people in Psukim 10 to 14 with a single theme that gets repeated in similar words. These most beautiful words of comfort are said by Hashem. Pasuk 10, Al tira ki imcha ani. Do not be afraid in Galus, as I, Hashem, am with you. When the Jewish people were sent into Galus, Hashem did not remain behind in Israel. Instead, he left the Beis HaMikdash to be with his people. Al tishta ki ani elokecha. Don't lose hope, as I am Hashem, your God. The Malbim says that the name Hashem means that Hashem is all-powerful and can always save us. The name Elohim indicates that Hashem has Hashkacha Pratis, divine intervention into our daily lives. For this reason, because an all-powerful God cares about each one of us on a daily basis, we can never lose hope. Hashem is not going to just allow us to suffer. Hashem says that in the past and in the future, Imatzticha af azarticha, I have strengthened you to stand up against your enemies. I have helped you. I have supported you with my righteous right hand, with love, so that you do not fall. In contrast, those who torment the Jews in every generation, Pasuk 11, Yiyu Che'ayin V'yovdu, will be like nothing and will be lost. In Pasuk 14, Yeshayahu again tells us not to be afraid. He calls the nation Tola'as Yaakov, the worm of Yaakov. Chazal say that a worm has no power. It can just use its mouth to chew through the ground. Similarly, the only power the Jewish people has is in its mouth, as the Jewish people have the power of prayer. This power is the ultimate power, although it seems rather weak to those looking at it from the outside. It can, as is discussed in the next pasuk, move mountains. In Psukim 15 and 16, Yeshayahu says that instead of being weak, the Jewish people will destroy the other nations. He compares them to harvesting equipment that will destroy mountains and scatter them everywhere. While the other nations are being destroyed, the Jewish people, Pasuk 16, Vata tagil b'Hashem b'ktosh Yisrael tishalal. You will be joyous in Hashem and praise yourself in the Holy One of Israel. Pasuk 16 is the end of the Haftorah for Lech Lecha, and Pasuk 17 begins a different nevuah. The different mefarshim explain the next section with different interpretations. Some say Psukim 17 to 21 are happening in Galus, and others say they are taking place on the way out of Galus. Rav Schwab says this is happening at the beginning of Galus Babel. The pasuk tells us that, pasuk 17, Ha'aniyim v'avyonim mivakshim mayim v'ayin. The poor and the very needy will try to find water as they are so thirsty, but there is none. At this time, as the Jews are going to Galus, Hashem will answer them and provide them with rivers of water in all places in the land, as well as different beautiful kinds of wood, all planted together, even though these generally do not grow in Galus. Hashem will do this, Pasuk 20, Leman Yiru V'yedu V'yasimu V'yaskilu Yachdav, so that they, the other nations, will see and know and pay attention and understand that this is all coming from Hashem. Rav Schwab says that these psukim are not meant to be taken literally. Throughout Torah literature, the Torah is always compared to water. When the Jews were in Israel, right before the Galus, there was a lack of Torah learning. Then Hashem exiled all the scholars to Bavel to establish yeshivos that the nation could flourish and thrive even in Galus. Throughout history, as Jews moved from place to place, Hashem has sent forth Talmidei Chachamim to help strengthen the people in Galus. The other nations see the scholarship and devotion and respect the Jewish people and Hashem's closeness to them wherever they may be. Rav Kram, in the Sefer Talmudo B'Yodo, explains that this is what is meant earlier in the parak when Hashem said he never rejected us. He has always provided us with leaders who can teach us Torah. Pasuk 21 begins a new section of the Nevuah. Yeshayahu addresses the nation who are still fighting Hashem. At the beginning of the parak, Yeshayahu is rebuking the nations for not accepting the guidance of Avraham not to serve idols. Hashem is telling the nations not to listen to their false prophets and asks them to make a counter-argument. Pasuk 21. Karvu rivchem. Bring your argument near. Hagishu atzumosechem. Bring your strongest argument. These false prophets should act like Yeshayahu and make their predictions about the future public so that the people can evaluate whether what they are saying happen ever does. Pasuk 22. Yagishu v'yagidu lanu es asher tikrena. Let them come and tell us what will happen. V'nishta'av v'nira'al yachtav. And then we will discuss it together. What they will find out is, Pasuk 24, Hein atem me'ayim. But see, you're really nothing. Ufa'alchem me'afa. Your predictions and spiritual speeches are all lies. To'eva yivchar b'chem. Only an abominable person would choose you and your religion, as these false prophets are full of lies. The final section in the parak is the proof against the false prophets. Yeshayahu says a new nevuah about how one non-Jewish king will listen to Hashem. This king, who is named in later Prakim as Koresh, the king of Persia, will allow the Jewish people to rebuild the Beis HaMekdash. Koresh ruled the area of Bavel after Dariavish, king of Media. A prophecy about Koresh would have had no context to the people of Yeshayahu's time, but it has tremendous meaning for those later reading the nevuah. In the time of Yeshayahu, Bavel was still a vassal state to Ashur, so the thought of them becoming a world power seemed improbable. And Persia was just villages to the northeast of Israel. Yet Yeshayahu shared this nevuah and it came true. Yeshayahu is telling the false prophets that his prophecies will come true in 2 centuries, while theirs are not and never will come to pass. Pasuk 25. Ha'irosi mitzafon vayas, mimizrach shemesh. I have awakened him from the north, from the rising of the sun. Hashem will call Koresh, who hails from Persia, which is in the northeast of Israel, to be inspired to allow the Jews to go back to Israel to rebuild. Once the Nevuah was delivered, it is as if it has happened. Yikra Vishmi, Koresh will call out in Hashem's name and will defeat all opposition, which will be a Kiddush Hashem. Yeshayahu uses this as proof that only the Nevi'im of Hashem should be listened to. Pasuk 26. Mihi gid meirosh v'nei da'a. Who told you about this before it happened so that we would know? Umilifanim v'nomar tzadik. And beforehand, so we could say it is correct. Only a true Navi could say what would happen in hundreds of years. The false prophets never give nevuos that are verifiable. Yeshayahu then says exactly what will happen in the times of Koresh. Pasuk 27. Rishon Letzion Hine Hinam. The first one in Sion, the first group that returns to Eretz Israel from Bavel, will tell everyone else that they can return. In contrast to Yeshayahu, the Nevi'ei Sheker have no information and they're worthless. Pasuk 29. Hein Kulam Aven Efes Masehem Ruach Vasohu Niskehem. Behold all of them, their works are vanity and naught. Their molten images are wind and confusion and nothingness. This parak had 3 parts. The first was a debate between Hashem and the nations. Hashem demonstrated using Avram Avinu as proof that the nations rejected Hashem. Yeshayahu then has a nevuah about how the Jewish people, the children of Avraham Avinu, are cared for by Hashem in Galus. Finally, Yeshayahu discusses how the false prophets are worthless while he gives a nevuah about a king who will live in 200 years' time. There is an important lesson in this parak that we have seen before. We need to make the correct choices, even if they are not popular. Avram went against the world, and everyone fought against him. Klal Yisrael is considered a tolas, a worm, by the nations, but within that status of being a worm is our true power. The life of Avram Avinu serves as an example for all of us. The pasuk says that he called out with his every step, Yikrehu l'raglo. Rav Hirsch says that wherever Avram Avinu went, he wanted to teach others about Hashem. His arch nemesis was Nimrod, who led the construction of the Tower of Babel. The Pasuk in Bereishis tells us what was the people's motivation for building this tower. Na'aseh lanu shem. They wanted to make a name for themselves. Their goal was entirely self-focused. Avraham was focused on Hashem, and they were focused on themselves. Rashi tells us that Nimrod was one of the four kings that fought Avraham. Nimrod would not stop fighting this idea that we should devote our lives to Hashem. Even after the war, Avraham Avinu refused to take any spoils from the War of the Four Kings and the Five Kings. This battle was not done for his benefit. He only did it for Hashem. Later, Yeshayahu teaches us about Koresh, a king who tried to do that which Hashem would want. His selflessness is recorded for all time. The false prophets, who lied to have more power, are ka'ayin, like nothing. For ourselves, this is our choice every day. Do we choose to be like Avraham Avinu, to be the Tolaas Yaakov, whose power is in teaching others, praying, and helping to do kindness for everyone, or will we focus on ourselves? Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas Barbara Alice, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.